evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought.
Yes, welcome back.
The only show on the internet.
Episode 61.
Yeah, yeah. I gotta start keeping track better. I always forget what episode we're on now.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
We're coming at you pre-recorded from the same old place.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, last week I said that the new show this week was probably going to be from my new apartment.
The new apartment, yep.
It had not occurred to me that today, the day that we're recording right now, was my move-in day, and so there would be no internet access.
Yeah, it was pushed.
You know, it's the first day.
And there's some bullshit behind that.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. So at my old apartment, before I lived with Orion and Aldi, I got evicted. And the reason I got evicted is kind of long and complicated, but the immediate reason I got evicted was I was paying my rent with money orders. I bought a money order for the rent that month. I was already late, but I included the late fee in my money order, dropped it off in the drop box at the office. And somewhere towards the end of the month, I got an eviction notice on my door. And I was like, well, what the fuck? I paid the rent. So I went digging all over my apartment looking for the receipt to the money order.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find it. I found a receipt for an older money order, but I couldn't find it. So eventually I showed up in court and I told them exactly that. I was like, look, I paid it, but I can't find the receipt.
Yeah.
And the attorney for the apartment complex was like, if you ever find that, give us a call. I never did. So I had to move out because I just didn't have the cash to pay it again.
And you did. You went to the place where you bought the money order.
And I
tried to get some kind of like history on it. Like, look, I bought it. And then compare that with your bank statement and all that bullshit.
I checked my bank statement. And the day that I pulled the money out to buy the money order, it was pulled out. So I know I didn't just hallucinate it, but they didn't have any record of it when I went to try to get them to look it up at the place where
bullshit.
I bought it. So I don't know.
But that's not the bullshit I'm talking about. Like, theoretically, when you get an apartment and there's some shit they need, you know, some information and whatnot, usually it's a pretty quick process.
Right.
But in Kyle's case...
Well, the reason I brought up my being evicted
was
because I owed the apartment complex for that month's rent. And I owed them for court costs, and I owed them for damages.
Yeah, all that bullshit.
You know, like, you know, you pay a deposit, and then they either keep it or give it back, depending on how you left the apartment. Yeah. And I shat on all the floors, so. No, I left it pretty okay, but it was a little fucked up here and there. Anyway, so I owed them all this money. I owed them $1,400.
Yeah.
And...
nothing could happen until that was paid.
Yeah. Right. When I got to the new apartment complex, they were like, yeah... everything's cool, except you owe this old apartment complex this money.
A hiccup, yeah.
Yeah, so you got to pay that, and you got to prove to us that you paid it. So I paid it, but I was like, hey, can I get some kind of proof that I paid this? And they're like, oh, yeah, we can fax it to you. I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So I went to the office for the new apartment complex, and I told them what happened. I told them I paid it, and they're going to fax it over. So I called the place that was going to fax it to me, the place that I paid, and said, okay, I'm here. Here's the fax number. And they're like, okay, we got to send you an authorization fax first, which is silly because what it was, it was a page with my name on it. And it was, I had to write down the last four digits of my credit card and I had to sign it. And the reason for that was it was supposed to be authorization to charge my card, but they had already charged my card.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the point of that was, but they said they had to send me that. I had to sign it, fax it back, and then they would fax fax the page that I needed to prove that I paid. So I'm like, okay, fine. They fax it over. Or no, so I hang up. They're like, yeah, we're going to fax it over. I hang up and I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting. I wait like 20 minutes.
And you're at the office.
I'm at the office waiting for the fax. And the guy keeps checking. He's like, no, nothing. So eventually I call him back. I'm like, hey, yeah, I'm just wondering, you know, when you're going to send that fax because I'm, you know, sitting here waiting and it hasn't come yet.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, that could take up to 48 hours.
And that's where it gets interesting.
And I don't fucking get it because it's a piece of paper. It's like a form. All they had to do was put my name on it. When I finally did get it, that's all it was a piece of, it was a form with my name written in on it. And I had to sign it and send it back.
Yeah.
It should have been something they could pull out of a fucking drawer and turn around from their desk to the fax machine and just send it out.
Fucking fax machine.
But that's apparently not how it works.
Yeah.
So, and it did take 48 hours.
Like a whole nother department handles the faxes. Yeah.
Like I almost imagine that they did take a form, fax it to another department to tell that department to fax a form.
Yeah.
But anyway, so... they eventually faxed that 2 days later, and so I had to go down there and sign it, and Oh, no, but they, okay, here's what happened. There was a guy I was working with at the apartment complex in the office, and he transferred out.
Yeah.
He was handling my file.
Yep.
And he transferred out. And he told me that there was this new lady that was going to take care of me, and I went down there to sign that piece of paper after never getting a call. I just went down there and said, did you ever get the fax? And they were like, oh, yeah, we did. Well, actually, they didn't know at first. They had to check my file.
Yeah.
So they gave it to me. I signed it. We faxed it back. And I was supposed to get a call probably like within a day or two.
Yeah.
Well, like the rest of the week went by and I didn't get a call. So I called them and they called me back and said, yeah, there's been a little hiccup. See, you have to pay your old apartment complex before.
Yeah, it's like, I've already been through this.
Jesus Christ, because nobody tells anybody anything.
Yeah, that old guy that transferred out didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, he didn't tell the new girl what my situation was. So I went down there, and the guy had said, depending on when these faxes go through, my move-in date could get pushed by a week.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, that's fine. I'd rather not have that happen, but that's if that needs to happen, we'll deal with that when it comes. And he's like, yeah, that's fine. If you get it to me by this time, we can make it, we can keep it, you know, the original date, which was today.
Yeah.
So when I went down there to finally talk to this new lady, she's like, oh yeah, you said on the phone that your move-in date is tomorrow? I was like, yeah, well, it should be. It was originally. She's like, oh, that's weird because Tony, the old guy, he had it put down for next week, Friday. So he switched it on me and never actually told me. He just switched it.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
But anyway, in the end, the new lady, they were super nice. Actually, they were all super nice, even the guy who just forgot to tell anybody anything. The only people who were dicks were the people at the collection agency. Like, they seemed like they were mad that they had to talk to me, which I would understand if I, like, literally owed the person on the phone money.
Yeah.
But I don't. It's just your job. You collect money all fucking day. What are you mad at me for? Is it some kind of weird moral standpoint you're taking? Anyway, so yeah, they were all super nice, and the lady called up the old apartment complex. And this was kind of silly. She called the old apartment complex and said, oh, yeah, this guy said he took care of his payment he owed you guys. And they're like, okay, let me look it up. Yeah, it shows that he's paid in full, but I can't send you anything to confirm that.
Yeah.
Well, why not? Because we turned it over to a collection agency and they have to do it. But you're telling me right now on the phone, though, he did pay it. Yeah, oh, yeah, he totally did, but I can't send you anything that says he did.
Wow.
Do you have a fax machine? Yeah, yeah, we do. Could you just write it on like a piece of lined paper? Yeah, I mean, I could. No, I can't do that.
Wow.
It's not my department.
I don't understand.
But they ended up taking his word for it over the phone. They were like, that's good enough. Fuck it. And the lady had to talk to her manager the next day, which is today. And she was supposed to call me at like 9 o'clock this morning.
Didn't happen.
No, I ended up calling them at like 3.
3. And your chick was on lunch.
She was on lunch. Yep.
Of course.
So they had her call me back, and she called me back eventually and said that if I could get the money, you know, the deposit and the prorated month's rent or whatever, like what we owe for the rest of the month, this month, if I could get that to her today, we could get the keys and we could get in.
It'd be all good.
Yeah. And the funny thing is I took the day off from work because it was like move-in day.
Yeah.
But I get out at 4:30, and I ended up paying this at basically
the same time.
4:30, 5 o'clock. I did. No, it was 5 o'clock. It was like a little after 5. So I didn't have to call him, or not call him, but I didn't have to take the day off from work.
That
but whatever.
Sucks. But yeah, good timing, I guess.
Yeah, in the end, it's all fucking worked out.
Better now than later.
We have the apartment now. Me and a buddy of ours, Mike.
Yeah.
Moving in with him. Yeah, we've got the apartment now. I've got my, you know, room.
Yeah.
I just got to get everything moved in there.
Yeah.
So next week, almost definitely, it'll be from there if we can get the internet switched on by then.
Yeah, all that bullshit that comes with new apartments, switching everything over and all that.
Yeah.
But I wanted to say it's a good thing you got it now rather than later because summer's coming. And you know what that means, Kyle.
Do I? Oh,
all the blacks are coming out and they're not going back inside.
That's true. But, you know, I don't know this new neighborhood that well.
Oh, no.
It's not that far from here. There may be more blacks for all I know.
The nomads.
It's kind of like it's nice enough, but it's also ghetto enough that I'm not sure. Like,
really?
It could be even more. When I was in the general area, I did hear a large fat black lady screaming at somebody.
Oh, Jesus.
But then again, you know, I don't know if she was mad or if that's just how they talk.
Well, hopefully they go to bed early. Because
black people?
Because if we're doing the show and all you hear is like, I'm sorry, if we have to keep making excuses for all the fucking screaming in the background.
Fuck you, nigga, get your own Kool-Aid.
Sorry about that, listeners.
Speaking of Kool-Aid, I am rocking out some Kool-Aid.
I wasn't
going to
say it, man.
No, I was going to say it.
Really?
I love these fucking things. And I think the reason I do is because I'm making up for lost time. Because when I was a kid, I used to beg my mom for these fucking things. Or at least I felt like I did. I was kind of a quiet kid. I was probably actually like, hey, mom, could we get Kool-Aid Burst? Oh, that's cool. Don't worry about it. Yeah. And I felt like I was begging her. But I used to want these things all the time. And all my friends at school, at least it felt like, all my friends at school got them. And my mom would get me these fucking Mott's apple juice boxes.
Ugh.
And I wasn't a big fan of apple juice anyway. Plus, they didn't come in weird, unnatural colors and,
yeah.
and cool squeezy bottles.
Yeah.
And the sugar content wasn't as outrageous.
Yeah.
So I went to the store recently and I realized this must not have been the case when I was a kid. Either that or my mom thought she was like keeping me healthy. Because these things are $4 for $4.
Yeah.
And it's a pack of six.
$6 for $1.
It's $6 for $1.
Wow.
There's no way it was that when I was a kid. They yeah. must not sell as good anymore or
yeah,
something.
So they had to lower the price.
If they were four packs for $4,
yeah.
$6 for $1
yeah.
when I was a kid, then my mom was just being mean. Because I'm pretty sure those apple juice boxes were more expensive.
Oh, yeah. The healthier, the more expensive, yeah.
Mom, you're damn lucky I didn't get my ass kicked on a daily basis.
Well, now that you're talking about
sending me to school in like a fucking Notre Dame sweatshirt.
Oh.
I have no idea what that fucking thing is.
Notre Dame.
Walking around with my Mott's apple
Traitor.
Juice. My fucking bowl cut.
Jesus.
My mom used to buzz my hair in the when it would get warm outside.
Yeah.
So I just look, and I had kind of buck teeth before I got braces.
Oh.
Like when my adult teeth grew in, which I think is because my tongue is too big for my mouth.
I never knew you had braces.
No, I totally did. I had
really?
Braces from like 6th grade through 8th grade.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. I was a total shithead.
Oh, my God.
If adult you right now met me
yeah.
in like 6th grade, you probably would have wanted to punch me right in the braces.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing that.
I think, didn't we even, maybe we didn't. Didn't we talk about how I used to go, like, how I had dizzy spells for a while?
Mm.
And I thought I mentioned yeah. that, like, one time I fell flat on my face and busted my lips on my braces.
Oh, that's right, yeah. My memory escapes me.
Forget well, anyway, it. I do think the reason I had buck teeth was because my tongue is too big for my mouth.
Ooh,
I feel
ladies.
That way. No.
Listen up,
I'm not sure a big tongue is really attractive to the ladies. I don't know why it would
Bullshit.
Be.
Bullshit.
Like, is more surface.
Have you seen old women on, like, TV playing with giraffes and shit?
No.
I mean.
What channel
okay,
are you watching?
It's like AFV or some shit.
The Spice Channel?
Poking his head in the window and they're like, oh my God, look at that tongue. Maybe it's just me.
Are you sure they're not just saying, look at that tongue because it's big and blue?
Maybe.
Like, and it's just weird looking?
Possibly.
Oh my God, look at that tongue. I want it on my vagina.
Maybe I'm just assuming things. But.
It could be. You know, old ladies are weird.
Well, why wouldn't a girl like a big tongue? Anyway.
Well, why would a girl like a big tongue? I mean, it's not like you put it in there normally. I mean, you can. I have,
yeah.
but.
Why wouldn't they want that?
Well, it's kind of.
It depends on the girl. I know.
It's kind of awkward. Like to put your tongue in there, you got to like have your chin in her asshole.
Well, I don't know.
Anyway, I don't know either. But
Kool-Aid
unless
burst.
It's like unless it's like surface area is a good thing. Like,
oh man.
Anyway, yeah. What was I originally talking about? Kool-Aid burst.
Kool-Aid burst.
Then I moved on to being mad at my mom for making me look like a dork.
Yeah.
That may have been as far as
no,
I got.
That's all right.
Then I was talking about my big tongue.
For anyone listening that. Has heard me in previous episodes kind of slurp and, well, for example.
Yeah.
Like if you hear something like that, it's just my thermos filled with severed vaginas in water.
Mm, yeah.
I'm trying to stay away from the beer because when I drink throughout the entire episode, we're not just sitting here for like an hour and 20 minutes.
Right.
We're here for dicking around with all the distractions for like 2 hours, 3 hours, depending.
I
get pretty drunk, so I'm trying to... You know, cut back.
Yeah, we were dicking around for a while before this one. Like,
yeah.
watching old videos on my camcorder. I just recently rediscovered my old camcorder, which is the camera I was talking about last time when I was talking about how we could do a live video cast.
Yes, yeah.
Except that I just realized that the USB streaming thing on this camera isn't compatible with Windows 7.
Of course.
So I can't use it as a webcam.
Yeah, until they come up with some kind of patch in the future or some shit.
Yeah. Or if I can figure something else out. It's got a FireWire out, but I've never... I haven't done a lot of webcamming. I don't know if you can do like a webcam with a FireWire connection.
I have no idea.
I don't either. Well, that's entertaining.
Yeah, but now that you found your camera, if we can get it going, you know, we can
make some videos and
stuff. Some videos at least, yeah, and put those up, because we do have a YouTube channel.
Yeah, there's and right now there's
nothing on.
Yeah,
it, really.
Right now it's just videos of us dancing around Christmas time.
But we hope to get some more videos up, just some silly shit.
Speaking of, I found a video that I made, well, we made, but that I shot, and I think edited a long time ago, like several years ago, when we lived together.
Yeah.
The original idea was we went out in the woods by this park.
Yeah.
And we had these ninja costumes that we bought because we're awesome.
Yeah.
Not for any real reason either, just because we're awesome. And I had some swords that I have because I'm awesome. And we were going to go out in these woods, and one of us was going to dress up like a ninja,
mm-hmm.
and the other one was going to be dressed normal.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to do this video where one of us was being chased by a ninja. Except that Orion only brought the bottom half of his ninja costume.
Like an idiot.
So we didn't do that.
Yeah.
Although, now that I think about it, if you brought the boots and the pants, we probably could have
totally done it.
We could have just had feet chasing you.
Friday the 13th style. Yeah.
But so what we ended up doing was doing like his half. Orion was running from nothing.
Yeah.
Doing his half of it. But I found that actually as a file on my computer, like in my old computer file. So maybe I'll upload that to YouTube.
Oh, man. Yeah, go for it.
It's kind of fun. And it's got mindless self-indulgence soundtrack.
Yeah. It is pretty good. Like I took the video to my video class at school, and the teacher's like, who was filming this? And I'm like, oh, my buddy. Is he in college? I'm like, no. He's like, you know, fuck the establishment type.
Yeah, no, he's fucking wasting his life.
But she's like, these are amazing shots. And she was right, because every video I saw, as a final, sucked so hard. The editing was horrible.
I think a problem that,
the angles were terrible.
Don't get me wrong. I don't think I'm a fucking, natural born filmmaker or anything. But I think a problem a lot of people have is that they can't picture what it's going to look like in their head before they film it.
Yeah.
Like, they can't see it as a movie before they do it. Like, they get ideas of what they want to happen on screen, but they don't picture the camera angles and stuff.
Yeah, what the camera's going to actually shoot.
When it's going to cut and that kind of stuff. Yep. And that, I see it in my head, you know, before we do it. Or like a camera angle will actually inspire something. But, you see a lot of like student film projects and stuff where it's a really wide shot and everybody's in the shot and it lasts for like 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because all they're concerned about is getting everything on video. They're not really concerned about how they're doing it.
Yeah.
Framing a shot and stuff.
Yeah. That's pretty much what every final was. Yeah. Every student in my class.
Nice.
I think my brain shut off for a second.
Yeah, your teachers used to love me, uh-huh. which is funny because I never met any of them.
Yeah, and there was another one. when you just made a logo for a pop, or a soda, that you put over a Pepsi bottle that was piss.
Piss. You were supposed to design a beverage.
Yeah.
Like, you were doing an energy drink.
Yes.
And I loved the idea of the assignment so much, I did one too.
Yeah.
And I bought a bottle of Pepsi or something and, drank it. And then I had the empty bottle.
Yeah.
And I took the label and measured it. And then I went into Adobe Illustrator or whatever. And I made my own soda. And it was called Piss. And it had a yellow and kind of orangey yellow and black and white label.
Yeah.
I put a barcode on it and all the nutritional information and everything.
Yeah.
And then I think you printed it at school. So I think that's why your teacher saw it.
Yeah.
And your teacher liked it, whatever.
Yeah.
I think it was the same kind of thing. Like, is your friend in school? Does he go here?
Exactly.
No. Well, he should.
He should.
Fucking
this is
asshole.
Amazing. Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, your teacher saw it. And then you printed it out and you put it on the bottle while you were at school.
Yep.
And you pissed in the bottle. So we had, at our old apartment, for months and months.
Forever, man.
For years. Whatever.
Years.
We had this bottle full of Orion's urine that said, had a soda bottle label on it that said piss.
Yeah. Everybody that came over was like, is that really piss in there?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was weird, too, because after a while, it was like somehow some of it was being transported out of the middle because the bottle started to cave in.
Yeah.
It had been capped off really tight the whole time, but somehow things were escaping the bottle and it was caving in.
Yeah.
You have some
and there was
magic
some
piss.
Settlement at the bottom.
Yeah.
What the fuck? That was disgusting.
I don't know.
Anyways.
It was a fun science and art experiment.
Yeah. Well, moving on. The other day, Ollie and I got really high.
Okay. Why not?
Why not? You know, like we had this stash lying around forever. And nice. It's still lying around. Like we're not really into getting high all the time. It's just fun every once in a while. But anyway, we got really high and I noticed something strange because every time you smoke, something different usually will happen, you know, whether something you see or think. Well, this time it was really fucked up. It wasn't funny high time, you know?
Yeah.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, really? You had a bad trip?
Nah, not really. It was, I just kind of sat back, closed my eyes, and I was visualizing images and scenarios, I guess, from dreams I had way back years ago. Is that weird?
That sounds kind of like, I don't do that exactly, but like, it's been a while since I've done it at all. But the last few times I did it, I would get these thoughts, I guess, like images.
Yeah,
like I would
yeah.
picture things.
Yeah.
And I knew they weren't things like I was remembering, but they felt nostalgic. Like it was something from my childhood that I had forgotten.
Yeah.
You know, and I was just suddenly remembering it. Like if you, if there was a TV show you watched when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And you'd totally forgotten about it. And then all of a sudden you see an episode of it like 20 years later.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh shit, I remember that.
Yeah.
It was kind of like that, except that I knew I wasn't remembering these things. I was just making them up. So it's sort of similar, I guess.
Sort of similar. These were, it was kind of like I was daydreaming in my head, but I recognized what I was seeing in my thoughts. And it was crazy. I think it was these dreams that I would dream over and over, I guess.
Okay.
Every once in a while, not like night after night, but like I recognized them and it was vivid. I was pretty deep in the trip.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it was kind of scary because it was when you're lost in your mind like that, in your thoughts, you're also losing the sense of up, down, left, right, you know?
Yeah.
Forward, backward.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're just, whoa, dude.
My sense of time definitely gets fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Like,
I'll feel like it's been, you know, 2 hours and it's only been 20 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think, did we talk about that when Ollie and I were having sex and I thought I was going for like 2 hours?
I think you might have mentioned that on one of the shows she was on.
Yeah. And I asked her about it and I was like, man, what a night, huh? And we were talking about it. She's like, what are you talking about? It was like 2 minutes. I'm like, really? Really? Come on. Don't lie to me.
Well, next time you should get as high as me.
Yeah, exactly. Man, I felt so proud. I was like, really? This is possible.
Nice.
Yeah. But
it's yeah.
But it was fun, yeah. We don't, like I said, we don't do it that often, but when we do, it's always fun.
When you were talking about it always being different, I think that's especially true for Aldie. Because Aldie, like the first time I remember her doing it,
yeah,
she lost the use of her legs, kind of. Like she tried to stand up to go to the bathroom. And she had to like grab her pants and pull her feet off the ground like they were like really heavy.
She was stuck. Yeah.
And it took her like, you know, forever, like 10 minutes to get to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then another time, it always seems to affect her legs. Like another time, she could stand up and she could walk fine, except that her feet were sideways, like not sticking out sideways, but like on the sides of them.
Yeah.
Like kind of like crab claws.
Yeah, it was weird.
And that's the only way she could walk.
But this last time, yeah, you were asleep out here, and for some reason, she didn't want you to know that she was high. So she's like, I'm going to go grab a couple beers. And then she came back. She was like dying. She was in tears. She's like, I was totally like a ninja. I'm like, what are you talking about? Jesus.
Sneaking around.
You're so high. You're silly. But yeah, she was sneaking around you, peeking. Are you looking? And then like grabbing the beers and all the way back to the bedroom.
Did we mention the time that she thought her head was floating away?
Yeah.
She's like, Orion, catch my head.
I'm like looking at you like, what?
Because she thought her head was floating away. And then she like thought she saw her head outside the window.
She's like, catch it.
Yeah. I don't know if she was looking at a reflection in the window maybe.
Yeah.
So she literally thought she like saw it.
That had to be it. Yeah.
Maybe. But she thought her head was floating around the room.
You'd have to be tripping some balls if you saw your head outside.
Yeah. Like, I've never hallucinated.
Yeah.
But whatevs.
Whatevs. Yeah. Good times.
I was having some good times the other day. I came home from work and you guys were watching something on TV.
Hmm.
And I don't remember what it was. Doesn't matter. It went off and you guys got up to go get ready for the day, which is always kind of funny because, you know, yeah. I'm just coming home from work. Like, I worked all day and now you guys, you guys are getting ready for the day.
Yep.
It's like morning.
Yeah.
But anyway, you guys get up and go like take showers and shit. Yeah. I don't know where you were going, but while you were doing all that shit, I was watching the TV and it was still on that channel you had it on.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing that came on was Bring It On. What is it called? Bring It On. Fuck Your Mother. I don't know. It's the,
one of the Bring It On.
It's the sequel, I guess. Yeah. Cheerleading movie. Cheerleading movie. Anyway, so I was watching Bring It On and the second one or the third one. I don't know how many of them there are, but at first I was just watching it because it was on, you know, like it's just, it's on the TV and I'm just kind of like that. Like if there's a TV on in the room, I kind of have to look at it.
Yeah.
Like even when we're at like Applebee's or something and I don't give a fuck about sports, but they got like 10 different sports games on and I'll end up watching football.
Yeah.
Like
you're just staring at the TV.
Yeah. I kind of can't help it.
Yeah.
Like a moth to a flame. But so I'm watching it at first because it's on and then I finished watching it because I got involved. I don't know what my fucking problem is, but if a movie has been on long enough, if I've seen it past a certain threshold, I have to finish watching it. And if I can't finish watching it right then, even if it was a piece of shit, I have to seek it out and finish watching it later.
God.
I can't help it.
Wow.
Plus, I'm a little bit of a fag anyway, and I kind of like watching movies that I, you know, society might think I shouldn't.
Yeah.
So I'm watching Bring It On, and it's got Hayden Panettiere. Yeah, I think that's how you pronounce it. The chick from Heroes.
Heroes, yeah.
Yeah,
that's she was how in I it. Know her.
She
the
was
chick
a,
from Heroes.
She was a total bitch, and I got confused because okay, the way it goes is her character is this total prissy, preppy cheerleader bitch.
Yeah,
it goes to a pretty predominantly white like California high school.
Yeah.
And she's got all these bitchy, prissy, preppy cheerleader friends. And then she goes home one day. She's so excited because they're going to enter into some competition where Rihanna is going to use them in a music video if they win some kind of stupid cheer competition.
Okay.
She's so excited. It's going to be great. And homecoming's coming up. And she goes home and she talks to her parents. And her dad's like, yeah, I lost my job. So we got to move to the ghetto, bitch.
Oh, no.
And so they moved to the ghetto, bitch. And she starts going to this school. I think it's called Crenshaw Heights.
Okay.
And it's all black people and a few Mexicans or Hispanics, excuse me.
Ooh, ooh.
They might not have been Mexican. Who knows? And she's a total fucking cunt.
Yeah.
She's a total bitch and they all hate her. But I get the impression I'm supposed to feel for her, you know?
Yeah.
But she's a dumb bitch like the whole time. She shows up in her Volkswagen Bug. And she's dancing to this stupid pop song and singing.
Jesus.
And she gets out and, God, I don't remember what she said, but she said something really, like, weird and offensive. Like the kind of shit that I might say to be funny on the show, but I would never walk up to a black person and say to their face.
Yeah.
Because I know better. And she just kept saying stupid shit and pissing people off, and they hated her. But then she tried out for the cheer squad.
Ooh.
And they all loved her because she could cheer. Now, the head of the black cheer squad was, I forget what the character's name was. Doesn't really fucking matter.
Yeah.
But she was played by a young lady named Solange. I'm not sure how it's pronounced, but her last name is Knowles. And she reminded me of Beyonce.
Yeah.
If Beyonce and Orlando Jones... The guy, you know that guy from the 7-Up Yours guy?
Oh, yeah.
He was in, I think he was on Mad TV.
Mad TV, yeah.
Yeah, if those two made a baby, this would have been that baby. But I later looked it up and I found out she's Beyonce's sister. So that explains half of it.
Okay.
I don't know where the other half came from.
Another daddy.
She looks a lot like Orlando Jones. Yeah. She's kind of slightly mannish. But yeah, okay, so she... Solange? I don't know how that name is supposed to be pronounced. It might be just Solange.
Yeah.
If it's Solange...
That's a weird fucking name.
It sounds like something you'd pick up at the hardware store. Like some kind of metal bracket you'd get at Home Depot. Like, hey, dude, I'm building a deck. Can you show me where the Solanges are? I need a Solange.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's like Solange. It's like French.
Yeah.
And in that case, it kind of sounds to me like some kind of shitty French dessert. Like... like made from like warm cream and orange peels. Like, can I get a plate of Solange? Just a plate of fucking cream and orange rinds.
Yeah, nice.
Anyway, so yeah, they fucking cheer, and some some fucking fat black girl tells Hayden Panettiere that she's not fat enough, that they need to fatten her up, like she doesn't have enough of an ass or something, which is kind of funny because she's not a fat girl or anything,
yeah,
but she's always been kind of weird looking to me. Like, she's pretty short and she's kind of thick,
yeah,
for like a thin girl.
Yeah,
she kind of, I feel like I've heard somebody else say this before, but she kind of looks like a tall midget. Like, there's something wrong with her. Like,
okay.
Like, she's thick in a weird way.
Yeah.
Like, kind of how, like, midgets have those baby arms, you know?
Okay.
You know,
okay,
where
okay.
they look kind of like sausage links. Yeah, like, they're not fat, but they're, like, fat-ish.
Relative, yeah. It's a little distorted.
Is it possible for a midget to have, like, that pituitary gland problem that those giants have? Like, you see those fucking giants from, like, the Philippines or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, the 16-year-old girl who's, like, 100 feet tall?
Yeah.
Is it possible for, like, a midget to have that same problem and it kind of evens them out?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is? I don't know. She's sort of goofy looking. Anyway, like, I know there are dudes who look at her and go, God damn, I could tear that shit up.
Yeah.
But I would feel like I was, like, committing some sort of act of, like, bestiality / pedophilia. Like,
horrible.
I don't know. Like, I'm fucking a space alien or something. Like, that's, there's, it can consent, but there's still something not quite right about it. Anyway, I forget where I was going with this. They fucking cheer and cheer and cheer and cheer. Yeah. And then her boyfriend's a fucking dickbag. And this Hispanic gentleman that's on the cheer squad. That's another thing. There's a lot of male cheerleaders in this movie.
Yeah.
And maybe it's different in California. I don't know. But in my experience, there usually aren't very many male cheerleaders, and the ones that there are flaming homosexuals.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, not just gay dudes. I mean the kind of gay dudes who are like, yay, ho, school spirit, hey, yeah, let's all get our nails done.
Yeah.
It's not what they sound like at all.
Close enough.
Hey, girls, who's ready to get their cheer on?
Yeah.
More like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, but these are all straight, tough dudes, especially on the black team,
yeah,
the Crenshaw Heights team. At one point, they all start crumping.
Oh, Jesus.
And I didn't know what they were doing at first. Like, I kind of thought they were fighting.
Yeah.
And I guess on that one level, I identify with her stupid white bitch character because she thought they were fighting too and went and tried to break it up. She told them violence is not the answer. Because nice. They were, like, swinging at each other and shit. Yeah. And, like, it's the stupidest looking dance I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And it's even worse when she starts trying to do it.
Oh, geez.
Because they convince her to join in, and they start treating her like, oh, girl, you're so good at this. God, she's damn, I didn't think you could hold your own, but damn, bitch, you fucking rocked it out. But she looks like she's making fun of them.
Yeah.
When she tries to do it, she's all over the place. She looks like if you tried to get my mom to crump. Like, that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Like, okay, sit down, white girl.
Something's not right, yeah.
And it looks stupid to begin with. Somehow she made it look worse. Oh, but I was talking about her boyfriend and how he's a dickhead.
Yeah.
This guy that she's like getting kind of close with named Jesse, yeah, on the ghetto team, he comes by because he's a pizza delivery guy. He comes by her house and her dickhead boyfriend's there and he gets the door and he starts asking the guy, like, she doesn't see him, so she doesn't know that her new friend Jesse's the pizza guy.
Yeah.
And neither does her boyfriend. And he starts asking the pizza guy, you guys really get a lot of ass, like, delivering pizzas, like some old, you know, desperate housewife invites you in to fuck her ass. He doesn't say fuck her ass, but he does say get a lot of ass.
Really?
And because Jesse is, you know, the new guy, you know, and he's supposed to be the guy that she's eventually going to get with because she smartens up or whatever,
yeah,
learns her lesson, because he's the nice guy, he's like, no, man, I don't know what you're talking about. Like this guy, like, they're all supposed to be these macho fucking ghetto dudes, and he's not concerned with getting ass, yeah, but he's not gay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Whatever. Fairy tales.
Something out of the Disney Channel. Yeah.
But then she blows off a cheer meet to go to her homecoming dance at her old school, and they all get mad at her. But then she shows up to the competition because she dumped her old boyfriend because she found out he was fucking her old cheerleader buddy from the old school. Blah, 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 blah. They go, they win the cheerleading competition. Oh, and it was weird too because, like, the old team is wearing, you know, their cheerleading uniforms, but her new team was wearing, like, camouflage and baggy pants and shit.
Yeah.
And doing all kinds of crumping and shit. And at one point, they're going head to head because there were a bunch of teams, but they were the two finalists.
Yeah.
And the preppy team goes first and they're doing their thing. And then all of a sudden the like ghetto team just storms the fucking dance floor and right. chases them off of it. And it, are like swinging at them. I guess they're crumping, but they're doing like they're swinging punches in their direction.
Nice.
Nobody sees a problem with this. In fact, it gets an applause. So they basically kick them off the dance floor and they end up winning. Whatever. That's pretty much the whole fucking movie.
That's nice. Yeah.
It's a good time. It kind of reminded me of like a competition of like Dirty Dancing and Dangerous Minds. Like, cause it's this white girl that comes in and kind of saves the day because yeah. she's. She saves the cheerleading team because apparently Solange
yeah.
was too stupid to not include moves in the routine that would get them disqualified.
Uh-huh.
She's like, you can't do these moves. They're considered vulgar. And she's like, I know, but we need it to like make us stand out. Well, okay, bitch, but you won't win, yeah. idiot. So I guess in the end, the movie's racist.
Yeah. The white girl comes in.
Yeah, saves the fucking day.
Like the flaws.
But then on
ways.
The other hand, the lower class folks like Patrick Swayze and Dirty Dancing,
yeah.
like they reach her through their unorthodox dance, you yeah. know, their crumping.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like Dirty Dancing meets Dangerous Minds.
Yeah,
meets Clueless.
Yeah. Man.
And that's what I do with my time.
I missed out. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was I doing going out and having fun?
Right. What were you doing that day? Do you remember?
We went out. Got some dinner, did some
blow.
Yeah.
Did some blow. You know how we do.
No, we went to Walmart, man.
Oh, it's like doing blow.
It's addictive. Yeah,
it's more like doing meth.
I don't really need a screwdriver, but it's so cheap.
Is it possible to do secondhand meth? Because if it is, Walmart would be the place.
Yeah, it would.
I've been stuttering a lot lately. If it is, Walmart would be the place.
You nervous? You're so excited about the new place.
I know. I'm so pumped.
I'm
amped or whatever else ends with a P-E-D.
Yeah. I'm not 100% either, so don't worry.
Not 100% what?
In my speech. I've been drinking this water, and I'm kind of like, yeah, that one's doing me. Yeah.
All right. This little section has been very entertaining for everyone.
Yes.
Kool-Aid bursts. Hey, you looking for something to do with your boring, loathsome existence? Don't be an asshole. Join the goddamn forum. Go to ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum or click the link on the main page. Post your photos, post your stories. You got something you want us to talk about on the show? Post it in the motherfucking forum. Tired of spending your Friday nights alone? Get in the forum and make some new friends. ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. Don't make me tell you again. So after watching Bring It On, the new batch, whatever the fuck it's called. I was thinking about, you know, Hayden Panettiere and how she's fucking weird looking to me.
Yeah.
And have you ever seen a girl that you know is like somehow supposed to be hot, but she's just not?
Yeah.
Like she's got this look about her. Like she keeps herself together well or whatever. She's well put together.
Yeah.
But she's just not hot. But you know, there are other guys who are somehow tricked by their magic. Like they've got some kind of weird spell that they're putting out, but it's just not working on me.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think.
There was this girl in high school named Lacey, I think.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I don't give a fuck. She's never going to listen to this. Lacey Acock. Do you know who I'm talking about? She was in my grade. You were a grade below me. But
I'm sorry.
She was a blonde, and I think she was a cheerleader. But she was one of these girls that's like shaped weird, yeah. like real skinny legs and like a torso that's way shorter than it probably should be. And sort of like she had a little kind of pudgy in the torso area, but real skinny legs.
Oh, God.
And kind of a weird, you know, just generic plain face, not pretty at all.
Yeah.
But she wore a lot of makeup. She was blonde and she was a cheerleader. And so I knew several guys who thought she was just the hottest fucking girl they'd ever seen.
Hmm.
And I just couldn't get it. Like I would look at her and try to like, you know, figure it out. And I just couldn't get it.
Yeah. I don't know. Back in high school, a lot of guys just want to fuck anything. You know, their hormones are racing.
Well, in my experience, that seems to be true throughout life. Like I've known a lot of guys who usually bigger guys, like
yeah.
guys who I guess are technically probably playing on their own playing field,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
which... Can you hear that? I'm dying.
Oh, my God.
I did it on purpose the second couple of times, that whistle is my throat.
The second couple of times.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Shut up. Okay. But that whistle is my throat, and I'm probably dying. I should probably light up again. Anyway, what was I saying? These bigger guys that, they're, like I said, they're probably, playing on their own level, makes sense, except that I just don't operate that way. But I see them, and they get into these girls, and they'll talk about them like they're the hottest fucking thing, and then I'll see them, and it's like, I don't want to be mean or anything. She's not a fucking hideous monster, but you talked her up like she's fucking a supermodel, and she's very definitely not.
Yeah.
And I almost wonder sometimes if, like, I know most people need glasses. Most people need corrective lenses, and I don't.
Yeah.
And I wonder if maybe that's what makes me so picky.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm just a dick, like just a shallow asshole. Yeah. I don't know. The problem is, for me, like, here is my interpretation of romantic love. And I think a lot of people would disagree with me on this, but I am convinced that romantic love is kind of an illusion. Yeah. It's a combination of two major things. One is lust, infatuation. This is somebody I want to fuck.
Yeah.
And the other is just friendship. Like, the ideal relationship would be you've got a best friend that you want to put your dick in. That is the ideal girlfriend.
Yeah.
But it's not a separate thing. Like, some people seem to think it's magic. Some people even think that there's one person for everyone. Like, literally one person. They believe in soulmates. And, like, if this one person happens to live in China, well, you're just fucked.
Yeah.
I guess that's why some people die alone.
Yeah.
And so for me, if that's the two major factors that have to meet, then I'm going to have to want to fuck this person.
Yeah.
But I guess what I want to fuck is different from what other people want to fuck.
Yeah.
I'm
with you on that. There's some people I know that are into chicks that I just don't dig. I don't want to say I'm picky, but like and don't fucking say it. Like, I like Cameron Diaz, and a lot of people don't. So,
but a lot of people do.
Yeah. So.
And she's fucking famous, and I think that like adds a layer to it for some people.
Yeah.
Like, lots of people think Cameron Diaz is hot. I think she looks like a wrinkly old bag of bones. I think she looks like if you skinned a chicken and you just had like the chicken skin and you filled it up with bones and like Pez dispensers. that's what she looks like to me.
Okay.
And she's got a mouth that's somehow bigger than her head. I don't know how that's possible. Like, I'm pretty sure if she opened her mouth all the way, it would like flip inside out.
That sums it up, and that's what I wanted to fuck. I don't know.
That's what I like to have sex with.
But what I don't get is there's these guys that, like, when you're attracted to someone that you don't know and you're like, God, she's hot, you want to fuck her, mm-hmm. Or with girls, I want to fuck him.
Right.
I don't get this like half-ass like, oh, she's so hot and she's really not.
Right.
Maybe because they'll be compatible.
I think it has to do with what I can get.
Yeah.
That's how it works in people's minds. Like, because most of those guys that I'm talking about, like, if you really broke them down, they would admit, oh man, if I could, there are tons of girls I would rather have sex with.
Yeah.
But I like her and she's good enough.
That is so sad to me.
Well, it's not sad. Actually, if anything, I sort of wish that I could work that way.
Yeah.
Because it's easier it's more practical.
Yeah.
I almost said practical. It's more practical and it makes more sense.
It does.
Like, you're not going to fuck a supermodel.
Yeah.
So don't hold out for it. But I kind of can't help it. Like, I can't. Unless I'm really fucking blitzed drunk, I can't do it.
Yeah.
When I'm really fucking drunk, I'd fuck a manatee, like a literal manatee, if it was warm and it was receptive.
God. Oh.
Like, Jesus. I'm not talking about fat girls. I would fuck a literal manatee.
Yeah. Oh man, I just lost my train of thought.
I just want somebody to hug me and maybe let me put something in their genitals.
God. But what's sad to me is if like there's a group of like overweight guys, they just dismiss the idea that they could be with an attractive skinny woman. That's sad to me.
Well, to be fair, it's kind of unfair in that I think guys in general are kind of allowed to be less attractive. You know what I mean? Like a big fat guy could, under the right circumstances, end up with a hot chick.
Yeah.
Because somehow in her mind, that's okay, even though in like a really hot guy's mind, it's probably not okay to get with a big fat chick.
Yeah.
It's sort of unfair.
Yeah.
It works to our advantage, but so I guess I'm not complaining.
A lot of girls, like they could look at a larger guy and be like, ooh, gross. But then get to know him and fall in love.
But he's really funny and he makes me laugh.
Yeah. And they will, it'll lead to sex. Yeah.
Yeah. So. And I sort of wish I could be like that because it would be easier for me.
I don't know, man. You got a lot of girls that are digging you.
Yeah.
And Kyle has this, what I like to call a disorder.
I may have said this before. When, well, for one thing, I don't deal well with compliments in general. Like, I just don't know how to take them. Yeah. Like, if you say, hey, Kyle, you look really nice today,
yeah.
My initial reaction, my gut reaction would be to say, really?
Yeah.
And just to kind of look at you weird, like, what are you trying to do? What are you trying to pull here, yeah. Asshole? Because I know I don't look good. I looked in the mirror. I look like shit. No. Fuck you. But on top of that, I also have this issue that's, I guess it's a self-esteem issue, but it's a little quirkier than that. If a girl shows interest in me, I lose a teensy bit of respect for her. Because I know...
That's the disorder part I'm talking
because
about.
Because I know I'm a piece of shit.
Oh, Jesus
so if you're
Christ.
Into a piece of shit, there's something wrong with you.
Oh, man.
There's got to be something wrong with you. Which is funny, because if that means that I will never end up with anybody that I am not suspect of.
Yeah, that sucks. Like,
I don't have money. What is your angle here? Because I know you're not with me because you like me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That sucks.
You make it sound a lot sad. Like, I'm fine with it.
Yeah. Well, I knew you were uncomfortable with compliments the night we went to the gay club. When that guy...
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a little different. I mean...
You were yummy, and you're like, come on.
That's a little bit different.
Okay.
I mean, I did sort of have the same reaction. Like, I know, I mean, you're a gay dude, but I know just because you're gay doesn't mean you like literally every guy.
Yeah, you weren't.
You know, it's not like you're different.
Yeah, but you weren't even like flattered. You're just like.
Yeah, like I looked at him like he was crazy.
Yeah.
Like, dude, yeah. Look around. You could do better. I mean, especially if you're looking for a one night stand. Like, this guy was looking for sex. He had his hand up my shirt. Did we must have talked about that, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. This guy comes up. The one time I went to the gay bar, I had said I wasn't going to go.
It took so long to get him there.
I got talked into it. Yeah. I decided to go. And the reason I didn't want to go was kind of out of respect, because I feel like if you feel like you need to have your own space, you know, this is the gay club.
Yeah.
If you feel marginalized enough that you feel like you need to have your own, you know, sanctuary.
Yeah.
Then I shouldn't be invading it because I think it's kitschy, you know?
Yeah.
So I felt a little bad going, but I got talked into it. I went to the gay club, and almost immediately, there's a guy with his hand up my shirt telling me how attractive I am. And when I tried to, like, I don't know why I didn't just say, dude, I'm not gay. But what I did say was, like, I was trying to let him down easy without saying, dude, I'm not gay.
Yeah.
And so what I said was, I have body issues, and
yeah.
I pulled his hand out of my shirt and said, I have body issues, and he said, no, you don't, and tried to put his hand back up there.
No, you don't.
Can't argue with that. Yeah. But yeah, you're right. Like, I wasn't, like, I guess on some level I was flattered, but really, I just thought, this guy's nuts.
He's crazy.
Because if you're just out to get some ass, look around. There are lots of wasted gay dudes that are a lot more attractive than me.
Yeah.
I think he was into, like, bears. Which are like bigger guys that are kind of hairy with beards. Cause I had a beard at the time, kind of. And I'm a little bit of a bigger guy.
Yeah. You're killing me.
Like if they were going to role play, you might have me dress up as a lumberjack or something.
Yeah. Oh, man.
What the hell are we talking about?
I don't know. Well, I can kind of identify.
Oh, we were talking about girls. Yeah.
Yeah. I used to be in that position where girls would say, oh, you're kind of cute or you're attractive. And I thought they were full of shit because I'm like, I'm a redhead, dumbass.
You're hung up on the red hair thing a lot more than I am.
But then I got a good look around generally, and there's a lot of goofy fucking people out there, the majority.
Yeah, there are.
And look at the redheads, like the majority of redheads are kind of goofy. So I'm like, okay, I can take the compliment. So I'm okay now. But back in the day, yeah, I was kind of the same way.
Maybe the reason the red hair thing isn't an issue for me is because I've had so many women say how beautiful it is,
yeah.
Which is always funny to me because I don't take care of it at all. Like, I don't even, like, I just recently started conditioning it.
Yeah.
It's a fucking bale of straw on top of my head, but the color, it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And I used to have bitches doing my hair, like cutting my hair, saying, your hair is so thick. I wish my hair was as thick as yours.
Yeah.
No, you don't, bitch, because it sticks out like a fucking circus tent. grass is always greener on the other side of my head.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, whatever.
Where are we taking this train, Kyle?
I don't know. So you have or haven't seen these girls I'm talking about, the ones that wear the makeup, they dress nice, but they just...
And you know what's funny that you brought up that chick in high school? Yeah. I don't know who she is, but
right.
It's always usually like a cheerleader type or some woman that's into sports that just looks off.
It's like the status, like... tricks people.
Yeah.
Like the fact that she's a cheerleader automatically makes her hot. Like it adds 10 points or something.
Yeah.
It doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
There were cheerleaders that I thought were hot. Probably wouldn't have worked out if we had dated.
No way.
But back then I'd never dated anyone and I was very kind of like 80s movie romantic in my head.
Yeah.
Like I was like this close to showing up outside a girl's door with like a boombox over my head, you know, in the rain.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Well, there is something wrong with that. Actually, that doesn't work. And that's just kind of weird and creepy, especially since I didn't talk to any of these girls. but yeah, so back then I would have totally went with anyone who had showed any interest, who I found attractive, regardless of the fact that we had nothing in common.
Yeah, that's the story of me and my ex.
Yeah,
in a nutshell.
That's the story of a lot of people. And it's really kind of sad because a lot of people keep doing that.
Yeah, they like, just
all the way through life.
Get it. Yeah.
And I think they settle for that because they think it's normal. They think it's accepted, you know, that at some point, if I'm going to have a girlfriend, I'm going to have to get with a girl who's going to have nothing in common with me. Like, we both like comedies.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, we both like to watch TV, not the same shows, but hey, it's something.
And we both like going out to eat.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And that becomes like your whole relationship.
Yeah.
Because it's just, yeah, if I'm ever going to get another girlfriend, it's going to have to be somebody who's a lot more like me.
Yeah.
She's going to have to be basically a hot nerd, which, so good luck to me, because that's like finding a fucking unicorn.
You're depressing me.
Yeah, well, I'm not depressing me. I've just accepted my lot in life.
Because I want to see you, you know, get laid sooner or later.
I'm not concerned with getting laid. Like, we've talked about this a million times.
You turn the switch off, I know.
Well, I'm not going to turn the switch off, but because I can't.
Yeah.
But it doesn't concern me that much. Like, I'm fine jerking off, whatever. It's not the same, but it's kind of the same. You know, it's close enough. A lot of guys are just way bigger hornballs than me.
Yeah.
I get by, whatever. Yeah. It's like eating ramen noodles. Like when you're fucking broke, you can't afford anything good, you eat ramen noodles, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's good
Once
enough.
Once you're full, you're good. Yeah, yeah. It's like,
takes
all right,
care of business.
I'm good.
If you had more money, you know, if I had a hot nerd, then I would eat something nicer or eat a hot nerd.
Yeah.
With my giant tongue. Hi, Mom.
I'm going to light up real quick and I'm going to bring something up. I'm not sure if anyone can relate, but...
Okay. Bring it on. I'm not sure if anyone can relate either.
I have this thing, dude, about hotels.
Okay.
Hotels, the smells, just hanging out in the room, your own room, and it's unfamiliar, and going down to the pool, going back up to your room. It's just so hot to me.
Like sexy hot?
I don't know what it is. Maybe it started in childhood.
Of course it did. Like everything else you find sexy.
But goddamn. Just I walk into a hotel and walk by the pool, go up to my room. I'm like, I want to fuck.
Damn.
I am in the mood. I don't know what it is. I can't control it.
Mm.
Just something about it being like a hiding place. I don't know.
When you first said that you had a thing about hotels, I thought it was going to be bad.
Oh.
Like, I have a thing about hotels.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you. I actually really love hotels. Like, it's when I go on vacation.
Oh, they're so much fun. Yeah.
And I get a hotel room.
Yeah.
Like, as much as I want to go explore wherever it is I'm at.
Yeah.
There's something cool just about being in the hotel room.
Hell yeah.
Just hanging out, watching fucking TNT.
Yeah. I think we both share that because if I'm anywhere for a week, I want to spend at least one day just chilling in the hotel.
Yeah.
And we did that in New York.
Yeah. Well,
we felt bad asking you, like, hey, Kyle, do you mind if we just chill? And you're like, no, that's cool, dude. And I was like,
yeah,
really?
I totally didn't mind.
Really?
There's just something cool about being in the hotel room.
Yeah.
And we sat around and watched Roadhouse.
Of all movies.
And ordered calamari for delivery, which was a bad idea.
Horrible.
It was like eating fried rubber bands.
Yeah, it was.
But yeah, but I don't have a sexy thing with hotels. I guess if I'm there with a girl, there can be a sexy thing to it, but I don't get that from the hotel. You know what I mean?
It turns me more into like a wolf. I don't know. Yeah. I'm looking around, you know.
You want to fuck a wounded rabbit?
I'm looking for the paraplegic.
I'm looking for somebody who's been weakened.
Yeah.
Who's strayed from the herd.
I had a hotel room with
with my ex-girlfriend once, and it had a hot tub in it.
Oh, man, really?
And that seemed like it was going to be so much hotter than it ended up being.
That sucks.
Well, a lot of the problem is me. I'm very weird about that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like, you know, let's get naked in the hot tub.
Yeah.
And then I feel weird because I'm naked in the hot tub.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just sitting there naked in a body of water with all the lights on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't really work out as well as I would have liked. Plus, yeah. It was kind of awkward once we were in there because it was, you know, not a great shape for really. And I think she was giving me a hand job at some point and something about the water. And it just wasn't right.
Yeah. Just didn't work.
Yeah. Well, I've had the same kind of problems with doing it in the shower or, you know, showering with a girl.
Yeah.
Like, well, one of my girlfriends, we would take showers together every once in a while, and she actually just wanted to take a shower.
Yeah.
And I think you and Aldi do that sometimes, like to save time or whatever.
Yeah, we do. But like every time we shower, just to save time, because it's retarded. Yeah, we just get in there. She does her thing. I do my thing. We get out, and we're good. We save, like, 20 minutes.
But when we first came up with the idea, it was like, this is going to be hot, and we're going to, like, be naked together in the shower, and we're going to, like, you know, fool around.
Yeah.
And we sort of did, but, you know, it's kind of awkward because we're both standing up, and there's water, and it's just, it didn't work out. It's one of those things that sounds so much better than it actually is.
Yeah. It is different, than what I thought it'd be when I was younger. Like, when I was a kid and you'd see like shower scenes on the internet. Yeah, it's not like that really at all. It's more awkward. Like, can I get the shampoo? Oh, well, you know, I'm going to move over here.
Can I, it's my turn to get under the shower head. So let's
still dirty
somehow turn around.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking awkward.
We have this thing and she loves it. I don't know if it's a thing cause I'm not sure how I feel about it, but we,
she sits on a shampoo bottle.
No, we rub butts.
Oh shit. You totally caught me off guard with that one.
It happened like
you rub butts.
Well, we were in the bed one night and she was freezing and I'm like, I can hold on, I can warm you up. She's like,
let's rub butts for heat.
She's like, my ass is freezing. So I thought it'd be hilarious to like just pull down my pants and like say, I can warm your ass up, you know, and we touched butts and we were dying with laughter because it was so retarded.
Right.
So we do it just to laugh, you know, we're not getting off on it or anything. It's so silly.
I can't say I've ever touched butts, but there is, again, this is something... That? This is something I shouldn't say in front of my mom, but since she listens, you know,
what are you going to do? Oh, man.
My first girlfriend and I were both virgins when we got together, so we did a lot of exploring.
Yeah.
You know, it was all kind of new to both of us.
Yeah.
And I used to inflate her vagina. I used to blow it up like a balloon. You can do that. It's like inflating their uterus. It's probably not a good idea.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, if you get it positioned just right and you blow in it, it blows up like a balloon.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, man.
You should try it.
No way.
Fill it up with helium, see if she floats away.
God.
So then what? Like, you just stand back and...
I'd just do it, and then we'd giggle, and then it would make, like, make like a... Because it'd deflate.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Man.
That is funny.
I don't know why that one didn't work out. You got to be pretty close with someone to inflate their uterus and like have them be cool with it and laugh.
Oh, yeah. I'd say you guys were pretty fortunate because ask around how many couples do that. God damn.
Well, it didn't end up working out.
That's true.
But that part was fun.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure that most of you have used a dial telephone before.
So what are you waiting for, retard?
Hey, I am not retarded.
Get involved. Speak your mind. We do.
If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kill you. You understand?
Call 616-328-5581.
All right, I'm going to do it.
So we got a voicemail this week from our good buddy Austin.
Austin Trees.
Hey, chat. It's Austin. I just emailed you guys something. The story for some weird art show in Akron, Ohio. I figured Orion should go check it out. It's called the Rape Tunnel. If you go through the tunnel, the guy at the end will rape you. And it just sounds like a gay old time. So I figured, you know, it'd be a good story to talk about. I thought it was fucking hilarious. Sorry this call sucked, but it is what it is. Later.
Okay, so this is sort of a kind of an old story. Actually, I had heard about this before, and I think it's from like September.
Yeah,
but
last year.
That's fine. But you know, it's still kind of interesting. What it is there's this artist named Richard Whitehurst. He's from Columbus, Ohio, and he decided that he was fed up with. Here's how he describes the project. He said, in the 4D gallery main room, I've constructed a 22-foot tunnel out of plywood that leads to the project room. There is no way in or out of the project room except for this tunnel. As you travel through the tunnel, it gets smaller and smaller, making it so that you have to crawl and put yourself in a submissive position in order to reach the tunnel's destination. At the end of the tunnel, the subject will find me waiting in the project room, and I'll try to the best of my ability to overpower and rape the person who crawls through. And then there's a little question. It says, why rape?
Yeah.
Good question. He says, because as an artistic gesture, it's one of the most impactful I can think of. Well, it's probably one of the most impactful gestures, period, that you can think of, but whatever. Yeah. For the past 10 years, Ohio's art scene has been largely centered around a string of alternative spaces in Akron's Warehouse District, where people had been putting on art shows. At the beginning, I happily participated along with everyone else, but then I started to feel like it wasn't going anywhere. It dawned on me that if the work we created had never existed, the world would be no different than if it had, which I think is true of almost anybody who makes art.
Yeah.
Until they die, at least. None of it mattered to anyone outside of our small and insignificant circle of peers. I wanted something that would have more impact. I started to think differently about my work. In 2007, at the Sewards Project space in Columbus, I had my first breakthrough, if you can call it that, with an installation that was to be the prototype for this current one. It was called the Punch You in the Face Tunnel. It was the same setup as the rape tunnel, except that at the end of the tunnel, I'd punch the subject in the face instead of raping him or her. The impetus was completely reactionary to the current state of art and motivated by pure frustration. As it turns out, that was a cat. As it turns out, what the hell's going on?
I don't know.
Continue.
Some cat's going through the rape tunnel. As it turns out, I ended up breaking the nose of the third person to crawl through the tunnel.
Jesus.
Well, it doesn't sound that surprising to me. You're punching them in the face. An aspiring model. She went to the hospital and eventually sued me. Her modeling career was put on hold. The civil case was long and drawn out, and the matter still hasn't been resolved. To this day, she still has unpaid medical bills. The point of this long aside is that all this took place 2 years ago, and I'm still having an impact on this young lady's life, something not many other artists could claim about their work. Rape seemed like the next logical step.
Wow.
Now, in a way, he's kind of right. I mean, yeah.
In a way, yeah.
You are having more of an impact on her life than any other artist probably would. But I'm not sure that just having an impact is enough to call something art.
Exactly.
You know, like if I broke into somebody's house and murdered their whole family and, you know, chopped off their arms and legs and left them in the closet and called 911, made sure they got saved, but now they have no arms or legs or family, that would be a huge impact I've had on their life.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure I couldn't get a scholarship for it.
Yeah.
You know? So what do you think? Because when Austin sent this to us in our email, he called it like an art show that's right up Orion's alley.
Yeah,
or something
like with
that.
The rape, very funny. Yeah, yeah, yes. Yeah. Well, when I read that, when it was explained, because I didn't really get to the email, but you explained it to me, and I looked it over. I agree with you that it's not art,
right?
But I couldn't help but think of my own tunnel. But I'd tweak it just a little bit. Like it'd be a kitten warm tunnel, and they would
so that they'd be asleep by the
fall asleep.
By the time they got to the end of it.
And the I guess I'd have no real impact on them that they'd know about.
I suppose the impact that you would have,
like,
would be,
most art,
they might be a little sore and they'd be wondering where that half hour went.
Maybe.
Yeah. This kind of, I don't have a lot to say about this because it's pretty cut and dry to me. Like, that's
very cut and dry.
That's not art. That's assault. That's not.
Yeah.
Not so much with this guy, but there are a lot of artists that I think are kind of frauds.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think a lot of artsy people would be mad at me for saying that if I started pointing out specific artists. But most of the time, not necessarily in this guy's case, although with the punch in the face tunnel, I kind of feel this way. But most of the time when I see these like fraudulent artists that I think are just creating bullshit and pretending it's artsy and then other people are stupid and they buy it, I'm kind of in their corner. Like, there's one part of me that's kind of like, fuck you, asshole.
Yeah.
But there's another part of me that's kind of like, well, if you can fool all these fucking idiots with too much money, then fucking do it, man. Like, it's kind of like people who get mad at, like, the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
You know, like, fuck the Jonas Brothers. What they make isn't music. It's bullshit. It's like cookie cutter manufactured bullshit. Yeah, but they're fucking zillionaires. Yeah, like, can you really blame them? Yeah. Like, if we're given that opportunity, are you really telling me you'd say, fuck that, I have integrity. I'm fucking eating ramen. Fuck you. You exactly. know you wouldn't.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, like, I see, you know, a Jackson Pollock, and I think that's one that a lot of people would get mad at me for.
Oh, yeah.
But I see a fucking Jackson Pollock, and it looks like some fucking, like, spin art. You know, like I made when I was 5.
Yeah.
And I think, on the one hand, fuck you, you stupid bald prick. And on the other hand, I think, well, way to go. Good
way
job.
To go.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
There's so many artists that have created just total bullshit. And it's fine, you know, like, if you like it, then fine. If other people like it, then fine. But it's not, you know, it doesn't have all this artistic merit that people assign to it. They're like, it's so fucking deep. It's a giant blue square. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck yourself.
That's the one aspect I hate about certain artists when they think they're so fucking clever.
Yeah,
just hate it.
There's this one guy, I forget who it is, that put like a little statue, like crucifix, in a jar full of urine.
Yeah.
And that was like a giant fucking art piece. At least that was kind of a commentary in a way.
Yeah.
It's sort of a juvenile one. It's like religion is shit.
Yeah.
Or
taking
maybe
a
like,
shit on the cross.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But at least that's something. But still, you know, it created like a controversy too, which is kind of funny. Like, I remember my dad telling me about it and being mad. Like, he'd read it in the newspaper or something. Like, that's the kind of thing where I'm like, all I had to do was piss in a jar and put Jesus in it. Really?
Get so pissed off. Yeah. Bravo.
But yeah, like there is definitely a part of me that's like, well, good for you, guy.
That's again, the aspect that revolutionized my interest in music. It broke me away from that, you know, the punk rock and all that. Like, I should be listening to this, but I kind of like this, but shame on me for liking this pop music. I broke away because I kind of sympathized with these pop stars. Like, they are cookie cut, you know, in production, but good for them. They're making zillions of dollars. Yeah.
Right. And if you like it, that's fine. Like, what I'm like, if you like the giant canvas that's just been painted solid blue.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Just don't pretend it's like a commentary on like our democratic system or something.
Yeah, that's when you draw the line.
Because it's
and you're
not.
You're an asshole.
Yeah. You're a dick.
And I would see that kind of shit all the time at my school. Except instead of being just clever, they try to rub it in. Like, they try to show it off.
Uh-huh.
And there was this one black dude that was trying to, like, he was going to art school, but he was trying to be, he was an aspiring rap artist, I guess. And he was constantly rapping in the computer lab, you know, we're all just working on our own shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just shouting out lyrics, and he'd write them up on the board to where he's got all these lyrics covering the board. He's just putting it in our faces, and it's garbage. Like, you're so good. Yes. God, he pissed me off. Just shit like that. It really, I didn't make many friends in art school at all.
I used to have a lot of ideas, like like fraudulent ideas,
really?
Like things that would look kind of inspired,
yeah,
you know, at first glance, but in reality, I'm just being an asshole.
Yeah,
like I could take a Bible, and glue, like, cut out and glue pictures of Ronald Reagan to every page. Why? Well, for no reason except that to make you think that I'm like fucking deep, and I have some sort of reason for doing it.
Exactly,
and then you'll see it, and you'll be like, this is amazing. You're a genius. Yeah. Here's $1,000 or $10,000 or whatever I've got on hand.
Yeah.
Here's a sack of gold coins that I just had lying around because I'm a bougie douche.
Ever since I was a kid and I'd see that commercial, I don't know if it was only shown in our state or our area, but the have an invention idea, you know,
that kind of bullshit. I sent away for that packet.
No way.
I did.
All my life, but I've been trying to think up something so stupid to sucker people into buying it, and I make money off of it. Like, the fucking umbrella on a toothpick, you know, you put in the drink.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That kind of shit. Just
something dumb that everybody would love.
Exactly. Spent my whole life trying to think of something up, and I got distracted, obviously. But
I think a lot of that shit happens by accident.
Yeah.
Like, that's just kind of the way it works. Like, somebody comes up with some stupid idea that they just thought was cool for them, but then their friends see it, and they're like, oh, that's really cool. You should do something with that. And then more and more people get into it, and it takes off. It turns into a thing.
Yeah.
But I think there are a lot of people who do try to come up with that kind of idea, and they just fail.
Miserably.
They just crash and burn.
And they don't know why. What the hell did I do?
I guess you were too enthusiastic about it too early. Yeah. I don't know.
But yeah, to all those artists out there that think they're so fucking good and clever, go back to Prague where they suck dicks and eat cashews.
Do they do that in Prague?
I don't know, but...
Seems like a place where they do that.
Yeah.
Seems like a Prague-y,
fuck off.
Prague-y kind of thing. We're talking about inventions. When I was a kid, I had weird ideas about science and inventions.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was from watching cartoons and stuff where, you know, something would go wrong and something new would happen. Like, somebody spills some toxic waste in the sewer and now all of a sudden there are like half human, half turtles.
Yeah.
And there was, you know, no planning involved. I used to really want a chemistry set when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. And I think I had a friend who claimed to have one.
Yeah.
And they told me once that they were like just mixing chemicals and shit. And like all of a sudden something started swimming around in it.
Oh,
like they had created life. And I was so gullible young and so pure and innocent. And I believed them. And I thought a chemistry set would be the coolest thing in the world. In my head, what a chemistry set was just a bunch of vials of chemicals. And you just mixed them to see what would happen.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like that. But I mean, a chemistry set would have been boring as hell.
Yeah.
Because it would have been a bunch of chemicals that, you could mix to have certain things happen. But it'd be a finite number of possibilities.
Oh, yeah.
And it would come with kind of like instructions that would tell you what to mix, like what experiments to do. And it would have been boring. And they wouldn't have given you anything cool because if they did, you'd blow your house up. So
exactly.
It would have been worthless. But I had weird ideas like that. And I remember, I think we might have talked about this. There was this thing called Science Olympiad at school.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like an invention competition almost.
Yeah.
And I made this thing that I called the picker, locker, locker picker.
Okay.
Did I tell you about that?
I don't believe this.
I found this little scrap of metal that was roughly shaped like a key.
Yeah.
Kind of. And I like taped a paper clip to it.
Yeah.
And I managed to fit it into some of the locks at school.
Yeah.
Like it fit in like a key.
Yeah.
It wouldn't turn. But I wasn't concerned with that. This was a prototype.
Yeah.
I submitted it as an invention.
Really?
It was supposed to be like a skeleton key, like a key that would fit in any lock and turn, you know, open any door.
That's great.
It was a paperclip. It was a paperclip with a handle.
Man.
And I remember one year I bought like a little scale, like a kitchen scale.
Yeah.
At like a garage sale. And I was using it as a catapult with my Ninja Turtle toys because it was, you know, spring loaded kind of.
Yeah.
I'd push it all the way down and let it go and they'd kind of fly off. And I don't remember even what I said that was, but I brought in the scale, which I clearly didn't invent. And I pretended that was an invention. And I knew better, but I had these weird ideas, like things would like kind of invent themselves. Like you just slap a couple of things around for long enough and something new comes out of it.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know. Did you ever actually try to invent anything for that bullshit?
No, Science Olympiad. No, I was just too into like Ninja Turtles and shit. I don't know.
I remember some kid made like a collapsible broom or something. It was made out of like pipes, like PVC pipes or something, but it could like collapse down and take up less space, I think.
Okay.
Or something like that. And then I seem to remember like some kid submitting a potato battery. You know that experiment where can power a light bulb or something with a potato?
Yeah.
You didn't invent that. It's a potato.
You asshole. Yeah.
But yeah, so I wasn't the only jackass, but still.
I think Science Olympiad intimidated me for sure because I thought I could never be that smart.
Mm-hmm.
But looking back, some of this shit, it's so retarded.
It was dumb as fuck.
What the kids did.
Yeah. But I really did think like, I remember one time I was at my aunt's house because I used to get babysat over there all the time because my parents worked during the day and my aunt didn't work. And my cousins were there and I had gotten it into my head somehow that, like, if I could come up with something, some new combination of things that nobody else had thought to do before, I could, like, give myself superpowers or, like, mutate or something.
Yeah.
I was pretty young.
Yeah.
And we had some colored chalk.
Yeah.
And I, like, ground it up against something and had all this chalk dust, this colored chalk powder.
Mm-hmm.
And I mixed it with water, kind of like Kool-Aid powder.
Yeah.
And I drank it.
Oh, God.
And I was fine. And for the record, like, I knew better. Like, I know I did something really stupid there. Like, you're not supposed to drink fucking chalk.
Yeah.
But I also knew I'd be okay. Like, I wouldn't have grabbed, like, Drano from under the sink.
Yeah.
I wasn't that dumb.
Yeah.
But I just was delusional, kind of. Like, I just had these weird little kid naive ideas. Somehow I thought that I was the first person in the world to think maybe chalk would mutate you. Like, nobody, somehow chalk has these properties that when you mix it with water, nobody'd ever tried to mix it with water before.
Yeah, who would think that?
Right, exactly. So I was like, this is going to give me superpowers.
Yeah.
And so I drank the chalk water, and then I, like, walked around the house trying to lift things with my mind and, like, seeing if I could lift things that were way too heavy for me to lift.
Oh, man.
Because something's got to be different about me. Can I fly?
Yeah.
No. Obviously nothing happened.
Yeah.
And it was a stupid thing to do, but I had these weird ideas in my head when I was a little kid.
Yeah. Well, think of those goddamn kids that would go for the Drano.
That's the thing. Like, it was almost like, you know how little kids have imaginary friends and shit?
Yeah.
It was almost like that. Like, I knew better, and I think those little kids know their imaginary friend is imaginary.
Yeah.
But it's like there's this other part of you, like this magical, naive part that sort of believes in things that you don't really believe in.
Yeah.
But, like, I knew I wasn't going to get superpowers, but for, like, I held out hope, kind of. Yeah. But I also knew what I was doing. Like, I knew better than to, like I said, drink Drano.
Yeah. I can understand that. Because as a kid, you know, you look out, all the parents just, they're so busy in their busy lives. They're so stupid. They're, why would they care for superpowers? They right. never mess around with that. You know, they're so busy all the time. So maybe they haven't tried chalk and water.
Right, right. Why would they?
Yeah, so maybe it could work. It
didn't taste very good.
No shit.
It's kind of chalky.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I got a couple stories that I want to cover.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll get to both of them, but the first one is kind of interesting. Baby in car seat burns to death after being placed on cooker that switched itself on.
Hmm.
A 5-month-old baby burned to death after being placed on top of a cooker that accidentally switched itself on. Way to repeat yourself. Chase Finch was asleep in his car seat when he was placed on top of the electric cooker's glass top surface. Now, you and I talked about this off the air.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure what this is a UK article, but it happened in the US. I don't know what they mean by cooker.
Yeah.
Like, at first, I kind of thought they meant a grill, but as they discuss it further, I think maybe they mean, like, a stove top, like a range.
Yeah, it must be.
But whatever. They put the baby on something that can cook the baby. Chase Finch, which is, fuck, Chase Finch? Is that a real person?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Oh.
Anyway, while the two adults in the house in Newton, Iowa, chatted outside, one of the burners switched on and set the plastic car seat on fire. The child burned to death within minutes.
Jesus.
The horrific details of the accident were revealed by U.S. authorities after they said no charges will be brought against the adults looking after the baby. Not even, like, negligence.
Wow.
An 8-month investigation by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, the ATFE, determined that the control for the cooker knob could have been bumped into the on position by the car seat being placed on top of the cooker. Many American cookers have the controls on a panel at the back of the burner, while most of the UK burners have front-mounted controls. The tragedy occurred last August when Jason Barton, 29, brought the baby back to his home. He had been asked to look after the newborn boy by his ex-wife, Bonnie Barton, 27. He placed the baby on top of the cooker as there was a dog in the house, and he didn't want the animal bothering the sleeping baby. So we'll just leave him in the car seat in the kitchen, and we'll go outside and talk.
Yeah.
Barton went outside to chat with his friend, Brandon Avila. Avila told investigators Jason looked up at the window and saw that the blind had fell. We kind of thought the dog had did it or something. And then I saw it had completely fell. And I'm like, oh my God. Jason bolted toward the door, went inside, and when he came back out, the smoke just came rolling out. He was freaking out saying, the baby, there's fire, the baby's on fire.
Jesus Christ.
Forensic experts recreated an exact model of the kitchen using the same cooker to see what would happen when they placed a similar car seat on its top. When placing the infant seat there, investigators discovered that the knob that controlled the left rear burner could be bumped into the on position. They also simulated a rocking motion similar to movement by a child in the car seat. I can't fucking talk right now. And that motion also caused the knob on the left rear burner to turn. Investigators determined that blah, 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 contact between the seat and the knob most likely turned on the stove. Oh, there you go. Use a word I know.
Yeah.
And that once the seat was in place, it completely obscured the knob and all indicator lights, which could have provided a clue that the burner was on. The recreation of the fire revealed that the seat took 5 minutes to become completely engulfed in flames. So
must have been a good 5 minute chat with the friend.
Look, I know it was turned off.
Yeah.
But who puts their baby on the stove?
On the stove.
Like, just don't. Like, it's like I put my baby in the oven. I didn't turn it on.
Yeah.
But I mean, I didn't turn it on. It was fine.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. He was sleeping.
No charges.
I figured it'd be less noisy in there. So yeah. I put him in the oven. What do you want from me? fine when I put him in there.
Like, dogs can't jump up on stoves.
Right. Yeah. What kind of dog does this guy have? Yeah. A legless dog? Like, I've seen dogs. They can fucking jump.
Huge tragedy, but what a dumbass. Major fail.
I don't know. I guess because it's the news, it's almost like...
It's almost surreal. Like, it's really? This happened?
What a
dumb fuck.
What a dumb fucking thing to do. And imagine how that must feel.
Yeah.
Like, you have to tell your ex-wife who trusted you with the baby that you left it on the stove.
I don't think it worked out.
Well, here's the thing. The good news is you're going to have a lot more free time.
Oh, Jesus.
I know you were busy taking care of the kid all the time. Not going to be an issue. And my kitchen smells like bacon.
Oh, God. Horrible.
The bad news is I burned our kid to death.
Oh, man. Oh, once again, I feel like an ass for laughing, but, you know, it's okay. It doesn't feel real to me. I didn't know them, so.
Fuck them.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd say that.
I don't know if I'd say that either. I mean, I just did, but.
Sure, they're nice people, but God damn. 5 minute conversation. Who leaves a baby alone?
Who names their baby Chase Finch?
That's true. Had it come.
I'm a little. It must have been Chase is his first name and Finch is his middle name because their names are Barton.
The last names?
Jason and Bonnie Barton.
Oh, what a stupid.
So his name was Chase Finch Barton.
Stupid journalist. Yeah.
It sounds like it almost sounds like an intersection.
Yeah.
Like, there's these three roads meet up. It's Chase Finch and Barton.
Yeah.
I'll meet you at the corner.
Yeah. Jesus.
Or like a law firm, the law offices of Chase Finch and Barton.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't sound like fitting. A little kid.
Yeah.
You know, that's not. Can you imagine? Like, hey, meet my son, Chase Finch Barton.
Yeah. Goddamn. Most parents think of a name for, you know, the whole 9 months or most of it, and that's the best they can come up with.
Hey, dude, I got the kid. You want to grab a brew and, like, go out front and just have a talk? I'm going to go in the garage, set the kid on the bandsaw. I don't think it's going to be a problem.
Yeah. Oh, must have been the dog, stupid dog. Anyway.
Fucking dog.
Yeah.
We got hamsters. I didn't want the hamsters to bug the baby, so I left it in the guillotine.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, the blade was up, you know, it's tied down, it's no big deal.
It's a craftsman.
A craftsman guillotine?
Oh, my bad.
It's a big red guillotine. It's all metal, it says craftsman on the side, it's like on wheels.
Yeah.
It's like a dolly. I'm picturing a craftsman guillotine. Yeah. I can totally see it.
Oh, yeah.
Where else could you leave a baby that would be fun? I'm going to leave the baby on the neighbor's car.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to leave the baby behind, you know, the rear wheel of the car. Because the car stopped. I mean, it's in park.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. No big deal.
Fun places to leave a baby.
Yeah, where could you leave a baby?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to just leave a baby. Like, put it, do you not have a place for the baby? Why, like, if you have it for the weekend or whatever, you would think you'd have some place to put a baby.
Yeah.
Like a crib.
Yeah.
Or something.
Some kind of.
A laundry basket full of clean clothes.
Yeah.
Something. You don't just set the baby down like it's the groceries and you'll take care of it later.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just, fucking baby.
Yeah.
It's asleep. It'll keep.
Yeah.
It's not going to expire.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it will.
Yeah. I don't mean to interrupt, but it's this kind of stupid shit that kind of makes me want to do, like with you, some commercials or some shit for like things kids shouldn't do.
Okay.
But make it sound real, like convincing, like with drugs and alcohol or something, or fucking your mom.
So we're trying to get kids not to do it?
No, we're trying to get them to do it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
It'd be fun.
Hey, kids. Have you heard about heroin?
Yeah, exactly.
How would that go?
I don't know.
What was your idea?
How would it go? You'd take it away. You
Kyle,
got the voice.
I've got an idea. Now I need you to implement it.
Yeah. Science Olympiad.
Science Olympiad. I'll just slap some things together and see what happens.
Yeah, take it away.
Hey, kids. Have you heard about heroin? You ever get bored? You'll never get bored again because you won't be thinking. That's not very convincing.
Yeah, it's all right.
You'd have to use like colorful graphics and like a kid on a skateboard with a needle hanging out of his arm.
Yeah.
Fucking rubber hose tied around it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could do that.
I was thinking more like a radio ad, but it'd be more challenging for sure. You need the right kind of music jingle, you know, for heroin.
Yeah. Radio jingle.
Yeah.
Do do do. Do do do. Try heroin today. Do do do. Don't be a douchebag.
Maybe
fuck
some...
your mom.
Yeah.
Everyone who's cool likes to fuck their mom.
Yeah.
Incest is the best, baby. Okay, I'm out of things to say about incest and heroin.
Skip getting to know her because she's your mom.
No, the best thing about your mom is that you already know her, so you can skip the small talk and go right to fucking her in the ass.
Yeah.
Fuck your mom.
Guitar.
Yeah. All right, yeah. I think we're really just kind of sliding off.
Yeah, down.
All right. Do you want to do the other story or?
Save it for next week.
Yeah?
It's that good.
Really?
Not really.
Because we've said that before, like among the two of us, and we've never done it.
Yeah. Save it for next week, and then I erase the board and go, shit, what was that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what do you say? You want to call it quits or you want to do it?
Call it a night.
All right. Well, in that case, I really need to like write this shit down on the wall or something.
Yeah.
You can email me, Kyle at IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or Orion at IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
And you should do that, actually. Austin did this week, and I appreciated it. And I kind of like getting emails. It's kind of cool. Like, you can get, like, if you're afraid to leave a voicemail, maybe you don't like your voice. I think most people don't like to hear their voices recorded.
Yeah.
You know, send a fucking email. Be like, hey, something happened to me and it was crazy. Yeah. Or, you know, whatever. Or I was thinking about this. Or I was watching this TV show. What do you think about this fucking TV show? Or whatever. It doesn't matter. I like getting emails.
Yeah, and we can talk about it.
Or you can send us a voicemail.
Yeah.
At 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
Fuck your mom. or become a fan on the Facebook.
Yeah.
That's another thing I really like to see, and we've been slowly increasing as time goes on.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice,
and
it's a good place if you, like I've said before, if you for some reason aren't interested in actually subscribing so that you get the shows as they come out, and you want to know when a new one comes out, because they usually come out on Saturday, but it could be any time Saturday, you know?
Yeah.
If you are a fan on the Facebook, most people check their Facebooks pretty often,
I
think.
Yeah, the majority, yeah.
Then you'll see when they come out.
Yeah.
The same thing with the Twitter. We have a Twitter page or a Twitter account, whatever the fuck you call it.
Twitter
I sound
account.
Like an old man. We have one of those Twitters. We have a Twitter machine.
It's a fluffy thing that goes tweet.
We have a Twitter machine.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So those are good ways to find out when the new shows come out. Or you can subscribe. You can subscribe in iTunes, even though we're not actually listed in iTunes. There's a button on the main page you can click. It's a one-click deal. It'll ask you, like iTunes will pop up, and it'll ask you, do you want to subscribe to this? And just say yes.
One-click deal. Sorry. It sounds so easy.
It is easy, but I don't think a lot of people do it.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
That's cool.
Let's see. What else? I know I'm forgetting something. Well, there's donate, but I feel like I was forgetting something else, though.
Oh.
Anyway, donate. send us money.
Yeah, Kyle's setting up the studio in his new place.
Yeah.
He's going to need some cash.
I got a table.
Yeah.
That's like, literally, that's like all I have aside from the podcasting equipment.
It's all right.
I got to get at least like a chair.
Yeah.
Preferably two.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that would be helpful.
Yeah.
I think when I get the studio all outfitted properly, I think I want to like paint the walls and shit. I think I want to take a picture of it and put it up.
So that'd be sweet, yeah.
People can see what we do.
Yeah.
We sit and this is where
we sit.
Check it out.
We talk for a long time and you listen. You listen.
I do feel like I was forgetting something else though, which is why I need to write this shit down.
God damn. You know you're going to remember as soon as we shut this off and you're going to be like, God damn it, Orion.
I feel like it was the normal stuff though. Oh, I guess the forums.
Oh, yeah.
Register. Join the forums and post whatever you want. Just post. Because the thing is, I think, you know, people join the forums and then they go in there and they're like, well, people aren't really posting, so what am I going to, why would I post? I mean, it's dead. Nobody's posting. And it's not completely dead. People comment on the episodes, but, you know, why would I post? Nobody else is posting. And it's kind of a chain effect, like a domino effect.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I won't do it because nobody else is doing it, but everybody else has the same mindset, so nobody will do it.
Yeah.
We've got people registered, so fucking post
some
shit.
Step up to the plate and be a hero.
Post whatever you want. Links to shit you found on the internet. Post about something silly that happened to you today. Post about something like sad and depressing that happened to you today. Post about how fucked up your life is. Post about whatever you want. I don't really care.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I kind of care, but there's no real rules. I mean, I care in the sense that I'd read it.
Yeah. I was looking at you kind of funny.
I don't think I've deleted a post yet, and I can't think of why I would.
Unless
it was spam. Yeah. If it was like, hey, Nutrasystem.com.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay, yeah, I do feel like we just sort of slid off into the deep end here
it's
at
a,
the end.
It's a fun place we're in, though, right now.
The deep end?
Yeah.
It is more fun than the shallow end. I was so excited when I finally was allowed to go in the deep end.
Yeah.
It was so nice. Okay.
All right.
Try heroin.
All right. So next week, hopefully, we'll be in the new studio.
Yeah. I don't see why we wouldn't be.
Yeah. There's no reason.
All right. We gotta end this shit because this last part is really rambly.
Yeah, that's true. All right, guys. Take it away, Kyle.
I just had a terrible thought.
.com.